The young people were to know that the future is this. And now, I don't blame the young people. The young people have missed a lot. The young people have missed love. Love from family. Love from all elders. They have not learned much from the elders, the wise words that I'm giving today. I went to visit the refugees camp in Arua area. I visited three only, over 70,000. And the population of refugees in Arua is about 1 million. The youth are traumatized. The youth are in drugs because they are idle. They have nothing to do. Our youth should be occupied. As a young man, I was not idle. I was busy. I'm telling you now, I learned, even being a mechanic, a carpenter, a mason, when I was still in primary school. And that was the training of the British in the sawmill of Katri. When we leave these young people idle and they cannot fulfill the talents that they have, they become traumatized. They become problematic. And they don't have even time to sit with their families. In many parts, I told the refugees camp, you are lucky to be refugees. Learn to be busy, go to school, educate, have a small garden, and be busy. And that will help you. But idleness is the one destroying our children. I told them, in Europe and America and some part of Africa, no child tastes alcohol before the age of 20. And today we have our children from 15 years are taking alcohol. Not because they want it, but they miss life, love in the family.
Yes, as a Peace Prize winner, Bishop, with all what is happening in South Sudan, do you see peace as an achievable item?
Yes, it is achievable. It can be achieved. People forget to read history. If you read history, the same world we had from 1917, 30, 45, it was the same in other parts of the world. In Europe, in America, you read about Israel, you read about what happened in Hiroshima, and where are these things now? The Turks conquered the whole world, even the Sudan. Our grandfathers are talking about people called Tuktuku. The Tuktuku were Turks. They conquered the whole world. Now Turkey is just very small. The people who conquered the whole world now is just reduced to a small country. That is history. Peace will come in South Sudan. When you read history, where the first, the Second World War, it is finished. Now we have the European Union. We have got European countries living as brothers and sisters, sharing their wealth. Now the Japanese have even conquered America with the Toyota, not with the guns. So people should read history. For me, in these things that is happening, reading history, Hitler, where is he? We don't see even his offspring. Nothing. Napoleon, the great man, where is he? So we have to read history. All these things will pass away. The South will be very peaceful one day, and we shall enjoy the brotherhood and sisterhood. After all, now, the people who are fighting are all related. They are either in brother-in-law, sister-in-law, nephews, and so on. They are fighting. The same may happen in Rwanda. Now Rwanda is an example for the people of Africa after the genocide. And why not South Sudan?